We were really in a military unit. You didn't go there just because you wanted to be a part of a group. You were in the military. 6 o'clock in the morning, you were there at 6. The trucks lined up to take you where you were going at. You and these here uniforms that we had, sometimes you wore a white shirt when we were on like dress parades. Otherwise, you just wore the jacket and your brown skirt, brown stockings and brown shoes. We never wore dress shoes. They were all the brown oxfords that you don't see today. We were treated just like the men, no different. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because, now the canteen part of it that we do at work was when the men were on duty late at night, early in the morning, you fixed breakfast for them. And it usually was a very Danish pastry or not the scrambled egg stuff, but unless they had the truck out. They had the truck out, it had a stove in it. And you went into the back of the truck and you could cook those meals and handed them out to them on the their tin plates that they carried with them. And so it was strictly military. It was where the women helped in the offices, sending out either the communications and et cetera, or you were stationed around in their headquarters and the armies around in their offices to do the paperwork, to keep communication going from either statewide or Washington. And you had to be prepared. If you were on duty, you couldn't say, you know, my kids got sick and you couldn't come in. Nuh-uh. You came in. And it was something you knew you were doing because the men that they needed to see, they were just coming off of that other world war. And this was their second world war going on and going into to do things that they really didn't have enough of the men to stay behind and do some of these activities. And that's why they certainly had need for the women. And some of the women like myself, who children were old enough to that we could do this kind of thing, you know. And it seemed that right after that came in the other wars, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. They were coming right after each one. And it's too bad because it was, to me, it takes our growth of our country through our young men, and it's too bad it's like that.
How long did you end up serving?
Well, we served after the war was over, but I served about 6 or 7 years in the war. And I came off as a corporal. I haven't got the stripe, but I came off as a corporal, though. Got my Indian, we gave you discharge papers and stuff. Very interesting. Shortly after that, you know, the military then got the wax and the waves in going then. They knew how much they could do, and a lot of them went right into on the battle. First, they didn't want them on the battlefield, but they finally made it to the battlefield. And
so you weren't considered a whack or a wave?
No, not at the time. No. It was the National Guard and the Master State that wanted this kind of a setup, but it was the military unit for them to do the kind of work that they felt the men should not be doing there, taking the time to like cooking the food and also could be using the office. The men were using that, and they could use that man out on the field. It would, and the women didn't mind doing it. Let's see now. I don't know. I met some waves, probably, who I knew personally. In fact, as I know when I, even now, she a wave or the other one? There's a wave and there is there's a wave.
The whack?
Yeah. She wasn't a wave. She was the other one. The waves are the Navy people, girls. And the regular military women, what's their name? I've forgotten even their name. Well, come on now, you're younger than I am.
Whack?
The wax, okay, yeah. I know her, and she was telling how some of their activities were when she went in. And I guess she's been out years now from being that. But they had much more military duties to do than we did. We was just there doing more like secretaries and cooks when we were in there for the National Guard. But when the ways and things, they went out over to, right over there over to, on the battlefields, you see.